Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, and welcome to the enlightening airwaves of IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Zainab, and you have tuned into the show that's all about vibrant world of today's youth. That's right, it's time for another captivating episode of your beloved station, Youth Station. Joining me in the studio today is my wonderful co-host,
Zahra. Nice to meet you.
Zahra, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
So, dear youth, we are delving into a topic that resonates deeply with our lives. We'll explore the concept of time and its division, as recommended in Islam through the 888 rule, 8 hours for work, 8 for worship, and 8 for the leisure time and rest. But before we dive into that, we will take a thought-provoking journey into the global spectrum. There are countries where the relentless pursuit of work leaves its mark, where individuals grapple with the pressures of productivity. And conversely, there are those places where life takes on a slower pace. What they have achieved and what they have lost in the process, we will explore this timeless wisdom today. So, fasten your seatbelts, dear listeners, and get ready for an engaging and eye-opening discussion right here on Youth Station. Stay with us. We have got an exciting show ahead. So, Sister Zahra, what are your immediate thoughts about the countries that work like hell?
I actually saw some documentaries recently about some Asian countries where working hours extend way beyond 10 and 12 hours. And there, in this documentary, it was discussing a mother and father who both had to work such high hours just so that they could, like, get by. And their biggest concern was their daughter, their small 4-year-old daughter, who they could just not spend enough time with because they were just so busy working. And obviously, 12 hours work has a lot more hours of exhaustion as well.
It does.
Yeah, so, like, before you could get by with like 6 hours of sleep, 7 hours, now you might need 10 hours.
Right.
And, you know, like 10, 12, 22, you get like 2 hours left with family. And
that's
how much of
disastrous.
That...
disastrous.
Yeah, and how much of that really gets spent with family anyways? And like, you know, personal time, personal care, hygiene, stuff like that. On the other hand, there are places where work hours are very little or people are not given responsibilities. And so their rest and their leisure time is way out of balance.
It is. And talking about, again, the countries where the work hours are very high, I think what it has, what the result is, like, there could be productivity in the countries, but the individuals are suffering a lot. There are a lot of people, especially in China, whose tendency towards suicide has increased because of this work pressure. I remember the news when it was the COVID time and doctors were doing overtime in each and every country. But here in China, they were like working for not just 24 hours. They were working for days and nights together until the doctors themselves died. Many of them who could have saved lives, they lost their own lives.
Because of being overworked.
Yeah, that was really disastrous. So, you know, sometimes the overwork, sometimes the overload could give you productivity, but at the same time, you are losing the special forces in your country that could have been beneficial in different fields. Well, let's explore more on that topic. What about a short break?
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to your favorite station, Youth Station. I'm Zainab, and I have my co-host with me,
Zahra. We were talking about the importance of keeping balance in our lives and following the 888 rule. And we talked about countries that sometimes overwork their citizens and thus lose in the other two aspects of life and lose balance.
Right. They don't take care of their health and their well-being because that's something that gets affected with that overwork. And what we have lost in this pursuit, we're exploring on that. And now I think we should explore on the countries who have a lot of leisure time.
Yeah.
There are countries, you know, Sister Zahra.
Definitely have way too much time on their hands from the strange things that seem to appear from them every other day.
Like, let me give an example of, like, you know, Arab countries where the resources are very high. The you know, there's a lot of money, but at the same time, the productivity on by their own individuals is very less because they don't have, they are not used to working or hard work or overworking and all. So even these people are not...
They're not living a good life either. They've ruined the balance of their life as
well. If overwork is not good, but at the same time, so much leisure is not good. Because they are, at the end of the day, they are independent on others. What's your take on that?
I think, not working at all. Like, when we mean not working, we mean people who don't work at... They don't take care of their home, they don't take care of their family members, they don't go outside to make money, they don't do any kind of work, not productive, just in the sense of not making money. They will get nannies for their children and not deal with them. They will get maids for their house and not touch their house. They will pretty much do anything but do work.
Yes, because leisure is not about idleness. Mm-hmm. Leisure is not about staying idle. Leisure, Islam is not against your leisure time. Rather, we have been recommended to have a separate leisure time. But it's all about finding time for creativity, mm-hmm. relaxation, you know, and for your mental well-being, rather than staying idle and, like, you know, relaxing on whatever you have.
And so the result of such a thing is definitely people who end up feeling useless, people who don't have any self-confidence or have very bloated fake self-confidence, people who are just, like, there is no, like, result or any kind of outcome to their life beyond whatever they spend for their leisure.
Right. So we have concluded so far that overwork is also not good and extreme leisure time just to stay idle is also not good. There should be a balance. And Islam has taught us that balance through a special rule, which is called...
The 888 rule.
Yes, and me and Sister Zahra are going to explore that 888 rule after a short break, so stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We have explored overwork and leisure, and now it's time to delve into the wisdom of 888 rule in Islam. The 888 rule encourages a balanced approach to life. 8 hours for work, 8 hours for worship, and 8 hours for leisure and rest.
From what I've heard, this narration is from Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he recommends for people to split and plan for their days such that they have enough time for all of the things they need. And when you really think about it, you know, the average amount of time somebody needs for rest is probably between like 6 to 8 hours, or more or less for kids, for elderly. And reasonable working hours, probably in most countries, right, it's accepted that 8 hours tends to be reasonable working hours. And, you know, family time, leisure time, self-growth, rest, those things also need to be paid attention to.
And so as you talked about self-growth, the time for worship is, when we say 8 hours for worship, it's not like for 8 hours you have to just keep praying, offering namaz and all. You could go for self-contemplation.
Self-contemplation, studying. Actually, we have narrations from the Prophet of Islam salawatullah alayh, that the person who does not spend any time of their week in researching and searching and learning about Islam and about what they is necessary for their continued growth in this life and in the next, whether that be, you know, their ahkam, maybe their belief questions, issues,
right?
All these kind of things that they need to get by in life, and religion and deen can offer answers to that. Somebody who doesn't go after any of these things is not a proper Muslim, because
indeed,
they are not paying attention to another aspect of themselves, their self-growth, their mental well-being, their health.
That's such a beautiful hadith. That's really a beautiful hadith. And thank you for sharing that. That's something really we need to ponder upon. And yeah, so leisure time or worship time could be a time that you could actually, you know, delve into something deeper and contemplate on things that are really necessary. So, Sister Zahra, again, let me come to you. How do you divide your time, like your 24 hours?
I try to spend, I try to split my 24
hours. Which you're not regretful of. Like, you know, sometimes when I grow older, we are regretful of, I wish I spent last week this way, but all went in vain.
I wish I didn't spend that one night binge watching that show. I wish I didn't spend 8 hours playing a game
watching
for
that stupid serial.
Yeah.
So
I think one thing I haven't regretted is spending about between 6 to 8 hours for sleep or for rest, you know,
right,
like other than sleep, just laying down, chilling. Another thing I haven't regretted was as my duty right now as a student, or as in my duty as like a wife, in my duties as a daughter, in my duties as a active member of the society.
That balance is so difficult.
Yeah.
And that balance is so difficult, but at the same time, it's not impossible.
Yeah, yeah. And all of these hours where work can be defined through my roles, like as a student, my work and my responsibility is studying. And I don't think I've ever regretted spending that many hours of a day studying what I was supposed to.
Right.
Or spending doing some kind of external work or some work in the house or things that are chores and stuff I had to do. Because it makes the leisure time that much better.
Right. But I'll talk about regrets here. I think one of the biggest regrets I have sometimes, although I have learned it now, when you pick up your phone without purpose.
Oh, definitely.
And the apps are designed in a way that you keep on trawling for hours and you end up nowhere. Like, it's without purpose. Sometimes I think it's very important to pick up your phone only with purpose.
Yeah,
before
definitely.
You pick it up, know what is your purpose and, you know, fix your mind on that. Just focus on that particular thing and then go through it.
Identifying time killers is really important.
Yeah, if you don't have any purpose, I think you should not touch your phone at all.
Right, right. In general, in life, identifying the things that kill your time can best help you stick to your good schedule to live a good life.
Yes, dear listeners, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, time is running fast and you are in a deep loss. Wal asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr. But do we have a way out? Yes, we do have. Illa allazina amanu, the people of iman. Is iman enough? No. Wa amilu salihat, you should be doing the good deeds at the same time. Is that enough again? No. Wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr, we have to come towards the haqq, towards the truth, towards the righteous path. We have to be patient, because just, you know, dividing this time, triple H rule, is not an easy job. It requires patience. Everything in life requires patience. So if we are patient, then only we can suggest others to
and,
be patient.
Yeah, and to both be patient and to find good friends that can help us in this and encourage others to follow this as well.
Right, dear listeners. So don't forget to share your thoughts with us, because your thoughts are going to make us more alive. Share your thoughts with us on English Radio at the rate of IRIB.IR. Thank you so much for listening. Also, I express my gratitude to Sister Zahra for being a wonderful co-host.
Thank you, Sister Zainab.
Thank you, everyone. You were listening to Youth Station. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.